Think about your job. What do you do? What if your job was to literally have fun and talk about it? That's kind of what happens here. Every Saturday morning, like this Saturday morning, should be nice. Get a little cup of coffee. Get your earbuds all tuned in for Behind the Mitten, Saturday morning from 8 till 9 o'clock here on 1320 WILS. Joining us now from the Amy and Gonzo Consortium is the Amy, you like that? The Amy half of Behind the Mitten. She's Amy Sherman. Hey, Amster, how you doing?
Good morning, Mike.
So
I'm doing great.
Your job is to literally experience stuff and talk about it. I know I'm simplifying, but really think about it. That's it.
That is it, Mike, and it's specifically experiencing our beautiful state of Michigan. That's what we do on Behind the Mitten. We take you all over the state of Michigan, taking you to festivals and fairs and towns and cities and meeting the people behind all of these great stories every week. So every week is something different. Every week we take you to a different part of...
Uh-oh. Well, looks like we lost Amy. There's a thing... I don't know what it is. It's a weird phone line that we get here that is random. We never know who it's going to happen to. And then all of a sudden she's gone. So we'll get Amy back on with us in a minute. But Behind the Mitten's a fun little show, and they do some groovy, cool stuff. Well, we'll get Amy back on and talk about it. And it's a good weekend to go do stuff. So more than just listening to them talk about doing stuff, they encourage you to go do what they do. It'll be real fun. It's 8:40. In 20 minutes, we hit 9 o'clock. So Amy's back with us, I think. Amy, we got you.
I am.
Do we have you back? All right. Good. Good Lord. I don't know what happened here. You have some fabulous cheekbones. I don't know if people have ever seen. So I think your cheekbone hit the off button. I'm just saying.
I think you might be right. I better hold it back a little bit. Tone myself
Good Lord.
Down, Mike.
So you and Gonzo get to go do everything from breweries to the over at the ice sculpturing thing, or maybe you're gonna get to I don't know wherever, whatever you do. It's a beautiful time. But tell me about one of the goofier stories that you find here in Michigan that you guys have done together, experience.
Oh my gosh, you're catching me off guard, Gonzo.
Come
and I
on
have done
now.
So many, yeah, I know we've done so many crazy things. I've flown over Grand Traverse Bay upside down in a trick plane one time and then talked about it.
Wait a minute.
I know, crazy.
How do you prepare for that and not throw up?
Okay, so the first thing you do is you take a bunch of Dramamine. And then I actually learned a trick. This is a great thing, Mike Austin. I reached out to the Blue Angels because they come to the Traverse City National Cherry Festival every other year, and so I got to meet a couple of them. So I messaged one of them, and I said, hey, I'm going to be flying upside down in this trick plane. What should I do? And the trick is you have to clench your stomach muscles, your core muscles, as hard as you can.
Yeah.
Hold it while you're upside down, and then you won't throw up.
I wish I'd have known that back in the day when I was on the air in Kalamazoo and they had the air show. I flew with the Thunderbirds. I got that $10,000 flight. Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, and there's camera footage. You know, they have the camera. Did they have the camera in the plane when you did it?
They did.
Yeah. I've got the footage back in the days of VHS tape of Mike Austin throwing up 8 times in an Air Force jet. Yeah.
Oh, you were the vomit comet.
I was me, and I kissed the ground when she was my girlfriend at the time, she's my wife now, but I kissed the tarmac there. And hey, speaking of, so flying around, you guys, I don't know this, do you have a Behind the Mitten mobile unit? It should look like the mystery van on Scooby-Doo.
We don't yet. You know, it should, really. And if anyone would like to sponsor our van, we would love it. Yeah, because we do put a lot of miles on the road. That's one thing we're really proud of on Behind the Mitten is when we record the show, we do everything in our power to actually go on site and go visit the towns, villages, places that we're talking about. So a lot of times when we're sharing the show with you, you're actually sitting right there where we're at. So we really do provide that first-person perspective. And we want to give you the tips.
Now, see... I don't know what in the heck's going on here. All right. Well, John and Amy, they host Behind the Mitten. We're just about, we got some more time with them. It is a bizarre little thing going on with the phones. Every now and then, we've got to get a handle on that. It's very frustrating. And I know it's frustrating for you as listeners, right in the middle. Imagine being a guest. You're pouring your life out, your passion about traveling the state, experiencing stuff, and then your cheekbone hits the off button. I don't know. So Amy and Gonzo on the weekend, Saturday from 8 to 9, you get Behind the Mitten here, and they do stay on. They don't actually cut off, but Amy's with us again. Hey, Amy, I want to make sure we're okay. I don't know. We paid our bill or something. I don't know what happened, but I don't know if people realize this. You're a chef. You cook a lot. You get a chance to use that. Do you, like, say you guys go to a brewery, you know, a brew place, a craft pub, or anything like that, a restaurant. Do you automatically go into chef mode and go critical in your mind?
Well, I'll tell you what I do, Mike. The first thing I do is I want to meet the chef. I always go back in the kitchen because the guys, usually it's guys, but sometimes there's girls. They are working so hard in really terrible conditions. Usually, it's usually really hot. It's messy. I want to meet them because they're the people who are putting the food on the plate. And then the most important person in every kitchen, I go meet them right away, is the dishwasher. So I want to shake their hand and say thank you for washing the dishes. Because without a dishwasher, no restaurant runs. So they are truly the most important person in any restaurant. So that's when I go into chef mode. I'm like, thank you very much for all of your hard work. And there's always something. I'm not critical because there's always something positive about every place we're at. And that's what I want to draw out.
What's the worst thing about working with Gonzo? He's not here. So no, he's not here. So come on.
He'll get very mad at me, but Gonzo cannot parallel park to save his life. And so with all the miles we put on, I'm always like, get out of the car, let's park.
Whose car do you take?
We switch back and forth.
I'm telling you, this should be a no-brainer to get a Behind the Mitten mobile unit.
Mike Austin, you're my new rep, buddy. Find me one.
Let's make it, man. We're going to make that. We're going to put the logo up on the side. We're going to put you guys' faces on there, and it's going to be shrunk-wrapped, and then off you go. All you got to do is drive. I'll be your driver if you want.
Okay, we'd love that. Let's go. Let's go on a road trip.
You're going to have to call my agent because I can't do the contract.
We can start after the show ends, okay? Like
there you go.
11 o'clock.
That sounds good. That'll be great. Hey, tomorrow morning, 8 until 9 o'clock, where are we going? Where are you taking us tomorrow?
So this week, we actually got to attend the Pure Michigan Governor's Conference on Tourism in Kalamazoo. So we get to talk to a lot of tourism professionals from around the state. We have segments about the Michigan Cares for Tourism program, which is a really cool thing. We talk to a guy who runs one of our state parks who was affected by the Michigan Cares for Tourism program. So we talked to him. We talked to Scott Graham from the Michigan Brewers Guild, and we talked about beer tourism, which is always fun, right?
Yeah. He's a good cat. He's been on this show, and he still owes me a sampler pack, but whatever.
You know, I'll ask him about that one. Yeah, Michigan Brewers Guild has been, I mean, they're incredible. They're going to be celebrating, I believe it's their 25th anniversary of the Summer Beer Fest this July in Ypsilanti. And if you want to go party with 10,000 of your favorite friends, that's a good time. But one of our favorite segments this week is we have a big announcement from our friends at Grand Traverse Pie Company. They are bringing out their new summer pie. It's called the Michigan Fruits of Summer Pie, and they co-sponsored it in partnership with Pure Michigan. You're going to see it on the shelf starting May 6th, and it is a blueberry cherry pie. It features all Michigan ingredients from the flour to the sugar to the fruit. And I love that about Grand Traverse Pie Company. They really support local, but they also support their communities with all sorts of charitable acts. So every time you buy one of their pies, you're giving back to the Michigan community. And that's the power of pie, as we like to say with Grand Traverse Pie Company.
The power of pie. I love it.
And those pies are coming out on May 6th. You'll see them at their stores as well as at Meijer stores across the state.
Okay, Amy, first of all, where are you? Where's hometown for you?
Well, Mike, I grew up south of Detroit in a little town called Wyandotte. It's in Downriver. And any of my Downriver friends out there know that we're down and dirty in Downriver. But I currently live in Grand Rapids.
Okay. Amy Sherman, Behind the Mitten, Saturday. Amy and Gonzo. Okay, I got to say Gonzo.
Gonzo!
Hey, if he's ever sick, do you need me to fill in? Because I'll fill in.
We would love to have you come join us. We always love it when, and any of our listeners out there, if you know we're going to be somewhere, please come out and say hello. We'll buy you a sub or a beer.
I'll take the beer. You keep the sub. That's all right.
Okay.
All right. Find them on Facebook. You hear them here every Saturday morning, 8 until 9 o'clock, Behind the Minute. It's a groovy, cool show. Two more things, because then I'm going to let you know. I know everybody loves you. Everybody wants to talk to Amy. Okay, here's the thing. Who does, like, do you do your own, say, audio editing? Or when you guys do a video, do you guys you don't have a crew. Do you do all of that yourself?
We don't have a crew when we're on the road. I will say that Broadway, William Birchlinger, is our weekly producer. So he produces the show every week. Phil Tower is our executive producer. He's a radio legend.
Oh, I know Phil.
Everybody knows Phil. Everybody knows Phil. He's our executive producer. But Gonzo and I do everything ourselves on the road. So all those videos and photos, and when we do road trip shows, which are always fun, that's just us. So I hope everybody likes it.
Yeah, it's a good time. And then finally, here's a segment. We call it On the Porch with Mike Austin. Basically, I go to the Grand Hotel and I sit on the porch and I just talk to people. And now it's time for our segment on Behind the Mitten. Let's go on the porch with Mike Austin. And of course, my stay at the Grand Hotel, my trip to the island, everything is paid for by you.
Okay, I'll work on this. We're going to be up on the island the end of April, so you can join us then.
Oh, I'm in. I'll drive the mobile unit. Yes,
I knew I'd find a way.
Behind the Mitten tomorrow morning, 8 till 9. Amy Sherman, it's a pleasure, hon. We'll talk. We are now fast friends. I don't think you and I have ever met, have we? You would know.
We have not, but I'll see you on the porch.
See you on the porch. That's my tagline when we're done. I'm Mike Austin. See you on the porch. All right. Hey, Amy, have a great day. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye, kiddo. 1320 WILS.